The following is an audio booklet from the United Church of God. To view this booklet and other resources online, please visit ucg.org.
The Horsemen of Revelation. What did the early church believe and practice? The book of Acts records eyewitness accounts of the early church from Christ's resurrection until about 60 AD. Chapter 2 records the beginning of the church. This special event began when the place in which the apostles and other disciples were gathered suddenly was filled with the sound of a mighty wind and tongues as of fire that appeared to alight on them. They went out and almost immediately began to speak to the crowds gathered in Jerusalem, for these events occurred on the biblical feast of Pentecost. Miraculously, the apostles' preaching was comprehensible to all people from many lands, so that all understood their words in their own language. Often overlooked in this account is the significance of these events occurring on the day of Pentecost. This was one of the festivals God commanded for His people many centuries before. In revealing these festivals, God exclaimed, "These are my feasts, the feasts of the Lord, holy convocations." Leviticus chapter 23, verses 2 and 4. Then God proclaimed them to be a statute forever. Verses 14, 21, 31, and 41. The Gospels show Jesus keeping the same festivals. See Matthew chapter 26, verses 17 through 19, John chapter 7, verses 10 through 14, and chapter 7, verses 37 through 38. Both the book of Acts and Paul's letters show the apostles observing these festivals long after Christ's crucifixion. See Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4, chapter 18, verse 21, chapter 20, verse 6 and 16, and chapter 27, verse 9. This is the example they set for us. Today, however, most churches teach that these festivals were somehow annulled by Christ's death. Yet the unmistakable record of the Bible is that the early church continued to observe them long after His death, but with a greater grasp of their spiritual significance. Speaking of one of these God-given feasts, the Apostle Paul urged the church congregation in Corinth, a mixed group of Gentile and Jewish believers, to keep the feast, not with old leaven, nor with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 8. Paul was obviously referring to keeping the biblical feast of unleavened bread. See Leviticus chapter 23, verse 6, and Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 16. Paul similarly explained the Christian significance of the biblical Passover. See 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, and Leviticus chapter 23, verse 5, and gave instructions on how to properly observe this ceremony in the church. Such passages prompt an obvious question. Since Jesus, the apostles, and the early church kept these days, why don't churches teach and observe them today? After all, Paul directly tied the feasts to Jesus, His purpose, and His sacrifice for mankind. See 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. The Gospels and Acts are equally clear that Christ, the disciples, and the early church kept the weekly Sabbath on the seventh day of the week as their day of rest and worship. See Mark chapter 6, verse 2, Luke chapter 4, verses 16, 31 and 32, chapter 13, verse 10, Acts chapter 13, verses 14 through 44, and chapter 18, verse 4. It was Jesus' custom to go to the synagogue on Sabbath days to worship. See Luke chapter 4, verse 16. Contrary to the teaching of those who say that Paul abandoned the Sabbath, it was his custom, too, to go to the synagogue every Sabbath. See Acts chapter 17, verses 1 through 3, using this God-ordained assembly to teach others about Jesus as Savior and Messiah. Of course, most people and churches ignore the biblical seventh-day Sabbath. But why? Shouldn't we observe a weekly day of rest and worship as God commands? See Exodus chapter 20, verses 8 through 11. And Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 12 through 15. And shouldn't it be the same day that Jesus and His apostles kept? A closer examination of the scriptures reveals many other differences between the teachings and practices of Jesus and his apostles and what is commonly taught. For example, the belief that obedience to God's law is unnecessary is directly contrary to Jesus' own words. See Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, and chapter 5, verses 17 through 19, and the teachings and examples of his apostles. See Acts chapter 24, verse 14, chapter 25, verse 8, Romans chapter 7, verses 12 and 22, 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 19, and 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 15 through 17. Jesus and the apostles never taught that the righteous ascend to heaven at death. See John chapter 3, verse 13, Acts chapter 2, verses 29 and verse 34. And they understood that man does not possess an immortal soul that would spend eternity in either heaven or hell. See Ezekiel chapter 18, verses 4 and 20, and Matthew chapter 10, verse 28. Rather, they followed earlier scripture passages in referring to death as being like an unconscious sleep in which the dead await a future resurrection. Compare Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verses 5 and 10. Daniel chapter 12, verses 2 and 3, John chapter 11, verses 11 through 14, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 30, chapter 15, verses 6 and 51, and 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 14 through 17. Nowhere in the Bible do we find any mention of or hint of approval for today's popular religious holidays such as Christmas and Easter. Though the Greek word Pascha is once incorrectly translated Easter in Acts chapter 12, verse 4, and that only in one Bible translation, this is a flagrant mistranslation. Pascha always means Passover, never Easter. Instead of approving such celebrations rooted in paganism, God condemns them even when they are used in attempts to worship Him. Compare Deuteronomy chapter 12, verses 29 through 32. And 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 19 through 21. These are some of the major differences between the Christianity of Jesus and the apostles and the Christianity commonly practiced today. But don't simply take our word for it. We encourage you to follow the example of the Bereans. See Acts chapter 17, verse 11. And look into your Bible to see whether today's popular beliefs and practices agree with what Jesus and his apostles practiced and taught.
Thanks for listening to What Did the Early Church Believe and Practice? In the booklet, The Horsemen of Revelation. For the rest of the booklet, please visit ucg.org.